This segment is brought to you courtesy of Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Today, our topic is workers' compensation law in New York. Our guest is attorney DeAndra Archibald. For a free consultation on any workers' compensation issue, please call 855-768-8845. Once again, 855-768-8845. When do most people seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York?
They should seek one anytime they may feel it's necessary. First of all, there are two types of claims that you can file with workers' compensation: for an accident injury and also for an occupational disease or repetitive stress injury. With an accident injury, basically, if something happens to you on the job, you fall, you've been assaulted, even COVID, you catch COVID on the job, you have to fill out an IOD report, which is an incident on duty report, notify your employer, and file a workers' compensation claim. For repetitive stress injuries, occupational disease injuries, that's a little bit more difficult, like hearing loss claims. You may not know where you got hearing loss from, or carpal tunnel syndrome. You may not know where you got it from. So as soon as you start feeling weird symptoms and you know that there's nothing else that you have done, or there's no family history of hearing loss or carpal tunnel syndrome, and you're feeling this pain, you should consult New York State workers' compensation attorney because you may have a claim.
Now, what if your employer does not have workers' compensation insurance?
That is not a problem. They will likely be fine, but that's not your issue. As long as you were injured on the job or you can relate whatever symptoms or disease that you have to work, you can get covered because the state actually has an uninsured employer's fund for that purpose.
Now, what's the difference between the work-related accident or the repetitive stress injury in regards to the benefits that someone would receive?
So for a general overview, under workers' compensation, you get two types of immediate benefits when you file a workers' compensation claim, whether it be accidental in nature or it occurred over time, which is what happens with an occupational disease or repetitive stress injury. The two types of benefits are, one, medical insurance. You get medical insurance for the rest of your life for the related injury. And that includes physical therapy, chiropractic care, acupuncture, surgery, if you need a cast, if you need medication. And what's great about it, even if you have private insurance through your employer, a lot of us have to pay co-pays. Under workers' comp, there are no costs at all associated with it. Once the insurance carrier accepts liability or a judge, a workers' compensation law judge, assigns liability at a hearing to the insurance carrier, they are responsible for the rest of your life for all associated medical costs. That's one of my favorite benefits. The next one, wage loss insurance. You are entitled to 2/3 of your average weekly wage, and this includes wages earned during overtime pay as well as gross. Workers' compensation monetary benefits are not taxed. So that's why you look at the gross amount. You can get 2/3 of your average weekly wage once your doctor that is seeing you and puts you out of work puts that you are 100% disabled from performing your job duties. Okay, so you're getting that in a bi-weekly payment. Also, there are long-term benefits. Now, for accident injuries that deal with extremities, such as the ankles, the legs, you know, fingers, shoulders, carpal tunnel syndrome, hips, you can get a settlement check for that based on your loss of range of motion. As far as back and neck injuries, if they put you out of work, also head injuries and psychological injuries, if they put you out of work permanently or for extended amount of time and you are able to be classified with a permanent injury, you may get paid for the rest of your life, depending on how severe the injury is, or up to a certain number of years. There's really no difference there as far as if it arises out of an accident or if it arises out of an occupational disease or repetitive stress injury, if those body parts are involved. So an occupational disease injury, like hearing loss. So for instance, I represent a lot of transit workers working near the trains all of the time, you're exposed to noise. And a lot of the veteran transit workers, they've been there for several years, decades. I have also transit workers who filed hearing loss claims who have only been there for 2 years. It really doesn't matter as long as there was an extended period of time that you were exposed. They likely will not get the immediate wage loss benefits because you have to be removed from the noisy environment for at least 90 days before you can file a claim. So normally they are retired when they file that type of claim. So they don't need the wage loss benefits because the wage loss benefits are there to supplement your actual benefits while you're out of work due to the injury. So when you retire, you actually get just that settlement check for your hearing loss if there is a compensable amount of loss. And you're able to get, again, the medical insurance for the rest of your life. So if you need hearing aids, if you have tinnitus, anything associated with that, if you need your hearing aids fixed or tweaked, all of that is paid for under workers' compensation. So it really depends on what body part it is. That is what makes the difference.
On December 20th, 2019, New York State mandated workers' compensation coverage for all Uber and Lyft drivers injured in the course of providing a prearranged trip to a customer. These drivers were deemed to be employees of the New York Black Car Operators Injury Compensation Fund. Please expand.
We were all very happy when that happened because it made litigation a lot easier instead of fighting, you know, and I'm always ready to fight as an attorney, but instead of fighting to a ridiculous extent with these insurance carriers, it has made it easier for Uber and Lyft drivers. Workers' compensation has always been available to TLC drivers. It was just a little iffy with the Uber and Lyft drivers specifically because of the arrangement they have between the driver and Uber and Lyft. If you look at the contract, it's worded very funny and in favor of Uber and Lyft and trying to state that the driver is fully independent. However, if you've ever taken a private taxi cab, you know that those people normally also rent a car, and they have a base that normally just gives them, okay, this is the person that we have a call from and we want you to go pick up that person. And then the driver will pay that base weekly stipend for receiving that client. They have workers' compensation. The Black Car Fund covers TLC drivers. So why would, you know, a driver who works for Lyft or Uber get treated any differently? So yes, if you are a TLC driver, you work for Uber, you work for Lyft, or you work for a private taxi cab service, even if you have your own vehicle and you get in an accident, please, 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 please call a New York State workers' compensation attorney. Not only will you be eligible for workers' compensation benefits, you may also be eligible for benefits under personal injury suit, which actually allows you to benefit from a pain and suffering claim, whereas workers' compensation does not allow that. It's purely an insurance claim that allows for wage loss insurance and medical insurance. And of course, if someone dies from a claim, then there are death benefits, and that's something else for another time. But under personal injury law, you can get pain and suffering, and then you can also get a workers' compensation attorney and get workers' compensation benefits as well. The two, they don't cancel out each other. So if you're a TLC driver, and I want to open it up to everyone, I don't want to just keep it to, you know, Lyft and Uber. I'm happy that they are now inclusive in the TLC group. But anyone out there who gets in an accident while they are performing their duties, while they are either on their way to pick up a customer that they got through the app or through a call center, or they have a customer in the car, or they have just dropped them off and they're on their way to pick up another one, you can file for workers' compensation benefits too. And the same benefits that I explained earlier that are available if you get in an accident, depending on what body part you injure, are available to you.
With New York State reopening and the school's year underway, hundreds and thousands of people are gradually returning to work. Many people are naturally concerned about what might happen if they contract COVID-19 at work, and what compensation would they be entitled to in such a case?
Well, COVID-19 is, you know, a horrible thing that has hit the world and, of course, New York City. And a lot of people, if they have not really experienced it, they do not know what it can do. I represent a lot of people with work-related COVID claims. Not only does it cover, you know, just your initial COVID testing and any treatment you need in your initial active phase while you're still testing positive, and not only does it cover the wage loss benefits while you're out of work if you have to stay out for longer than the 14-day period, but if you are one of those people who have lingering effects from COVID, you definitely need to file a workers' compensation claim. If you feel that you may have contracted COVID and you are not sure where it came from, but it may be on the job, if you are an essential worker, it is likely that it was on the job. There is a presumption that if you are an essential worker, meaning that you work for a city agency, a public-facing employer, and you got COVID in the hospital also, transit workers, police officers, EMTs, nurses, people who sign people in, do the intake specialists at the hospital, all of those people are essential workers. If you come down with COVID, whether it be, you know, you start feeling symptoms while you're on the job or later on when you get home, you need to call a workers' compensation attorney to see what your rights and benefits that you can be entitled to are. A lot of people that I represent have lingering effects from COVID-19. And I'm going to give a list because a lot of people don't realize this until I talk about it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I still have this. And I say, yes, it's possibly compensable. You need to talk about it. And maybe you have a workers' compensation claim here. But kidney failure, heart disease, asthma, exacerbation of asthma, RADS, which is reactive airway disease syndrome, brain fog, fatigue, body aches and pain, memory loss, a lingering and chronic cough. All of these things are possible symptoms that may stay after your COVID test comes back negative. So after the initial positive, a lot of people, you know, may have the symptoms of loss of taste and smell, fatigue, fever, the body aches and the cough. And then when they, you know, after the period of 2 weeks or whatever it is, when you are now testing negative and you're wondering why some of these symptoms are still with you, it is because there are statistics and medical reports coming out now that COVID does cause these lasting symptoms. And I have represented and won with cases like this. And again, the benefits are very important because it doesn't matter when you file a workers' compensation claim, if you switch jobs, if you retire, that medical insurance that you get from the claim stays with you. Again, it's for the rest of your life. So with something like COVID-19, you want to make sure that you are covered for the rest of your life, especially we don't even know where how this is going to end.
Thank you so much. We have been speaking with attorney DeAndra Archibald. You have been listening to Ask the Lawyer. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Today, our topic was workers' compensation law in New York. Our guest was attorney DeAndra Archibald. For a free consultation on any workers' compensation issue, please call 855-768-8845. Once again, the number to call is 855-768-8845.